Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at the end of chapter 4. We are in season 4 with the wonderful help of Rabbeinu Yonah. Every season we enter, we like to choose a different commentator. So let's look at chapter 4, 22, finishing off Perek Dalet, chapter 4. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Hayiladum lamus, those who are born will die. V'hameisim l'hachayos, the dead will be revived, will live again. V'chayim ladon, the living will be judged. To know, to make known, and to be aware that he is God, he's the fashioner, he's the creator, he's the discerner. He is the creator, he is the discerner, he is the judge, he is the witness, he is the plaintiff, and in the future he will judge. Baruch Hu, blessed is he, she'en lefanav lo alva, v'lo shechcha, v'lo masupanim, v'lo mikach shochad she'akol shalau. Blessed is he before whom there is no iniquity, no forgetfulness, no favoritism, no acceptance of bribery, for everything is his. Everything is his. V'dasha kol lefi acheshbon. Everything is according to the reckoning. V'al yavtichacha yitzricha she'ashom beis manos lach shal karchacha ata natzor. V'al karchacha ata nolad. V'al karchacha ata chai. V'al karchacha ata meis. V'al karchacha ata sili ten din v'cheshbon lefi melech machayam lachem akadosh baruch hu. Know that everything is according to reckoning. Do not let your evil inclination promise you that the grave will be a place of refuge for you, because against your will you were created. Against your will you were born. Against your will you live. Against your will you will die, and against your will you are destined to give judgment and accounting before the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed is he. Basically, understanding that there's always a time, there's always a place, and there's someone above you. You can't get around anything. Hashem is in control. Hashem destines everything for you. Everything, akol beidei shamayim chutz miyirei shamayim, understand that everything is on a trajectory. Hashem decides how many years you'll have, how many words you have, how many kids you'll have, what type of house you'll have, what type of job you have, who's your spouse, obviously, number one, and everything with that. You can't get around it. Don't think that at the end of life you're good to go. Nothing can happen because I died 120. We should be zoch 120. Understand there's a real reckoning in shamayim. They'll play a real videotape of your entire life. How embarrassing, God forbid, to be in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone around us doing crazy things, God forbid, bad things, God forbid. Do what you can now in order to avoid the din v'cheshbon later. Rabbeinu Yonah says they were born, will die. They're destined to die. Today they are alive, tomorrow in the grave. They should ponder their deeds and repent. The dead will be revived. In the future, God will bring them back to life. As Daniel said, many of those who sleep in the dust will awaken. These for life in the world to come, and these for shame and eternal abhorrence. Therefore, your conduct should not be of the kind that you will earn your shame and abhorrence. The living will be judged. This refers to those who will eventually stand trial before the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be he. It will repay them in keeping with their achievements and actions. To know and make known and be aware. Everyone wants to know this, to know from others who teach him, to make known to teach others in the world, to be aware in the world to come, where it will become known by itself without need for a teacher, as it says, there will be no longer teach their fellow man and their brother, saying, know God, because everyone will know me from their small to their great, that he is God. The word Kael is derived from Kele Haaretz. Eli Haaretz, the noble of the man of the land, in other words, those who are strong and powerful. He's the fashioner and creator. God fashions and creates man from birth, starting from his conception in the womb. Fashioning is the beginning of the act, and creating is the completion of the work. It is different than making a vessel. Once the vessel is completed, it no longer needs its maker. Man, in contrast, is constantly dependent on his creator. As David HaMelech said, know that God is the Lord. He made us. We are his nation. In other words, we need him at all times and at every instant. He's a discerner. He discerns all actions. He's the judge. He knows the truth in all matters. It's fitting that he should judge, because his judgment will be absolute truth. He's the witness. He is witness because everything is revealed before him. He's the plaintiff. He prosecutes sinners, as David said, to you alone I have sinned. If you inflict damage on another, do not imagine that you have sinned only against him and not against God. God will claim damages as a plaintiff because you have sinned against him as well. In the future, he will judge. In the ultimate future to come, blessed is he, there's no iniquity or forgetfulness. These elements will not be present to corrupt the verdict. And no favoritism. No one will be favored and forgiven because of his wisdom or piety. No acceptance of bribery. A mitzvah is not a bribe for the Almighty, so to speak. If you have sinned on the one hand, done a mitzvah, on the other hand, the reward due for the mitzvah will not cancel out the punishment due for the sin. Mitzvahs will be richly rewarded, and sins will be duly punished. As explicit in Divrei Hayamim, there's neither iniquity, no favoritism, no bribery before God. Everything is his. Everything is according to the reckoning, whether for good or for bad. Let your evil inclination not promise you that the grave will be a place of refuge. Imagine this world is a place Some imagine this world is a place of refuge where there is no punishment. The heretics maintain that in the world to come there is neither judgment nor judge. This is not true. Do not think or mention it. For against your will you were created. Against your will you were born. Against your will you live. Against your will you die. Against your will you're destined to give judgment and accounting before the King of Kings. Blessed is he. So we should know and realize and understand that everything is before Hashem. Hashem controls everything, and we should make ourselves properly acting before Hashem, always doing mitzvot and chesed and Torah learning as much as we can every day. This is the end of season 4, so we say, Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos says Yisrael, Lefikach Hir Balehem Torah Mitzvah, Shenemar Adonai Chavei Tzman Tzigo Yagdo Torah V'yadir. Rabbi Hanan Mikasha teaches, Hashem wanted to give us a lot of merit. He wanted to give us a lot of reward. Therefore, he gave us the Torah, the mitzvahs, in abundance to get as much Torah, as much mitzvahs as we can in this world, to acquire as many precious diamonds in this world as we can. May it be the will of Hashem and the will in general through living a life of Torah that we can accomplish such things and do great things every single day of our entire life. Join us next time as we talk Chapter 5, Mishnah 1 here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.